You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that is coming up on Saturday the 13th of July. A very busy day of racing with Newmarket, Royal Ascot. We've also got great stuff from York and Chester have got a decent card and other meetings in support as well. It's live on Racing Radio throughout the afternoon and into the evening. Alex Dunn will be joined by Ross Briley and Paddy Aspel to bring you all the day's action. So join them for that. My name is John Gibby on the podcast though, and I'm joined by another John. John O'Connell, how are you?
Very well, John. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Good to have you with us as always. Let's start off with this, just talking about the Saturday in general, you know, Super Saturday as it's dubbed. Do you feel it's a case of quantity and plenty of quality, to be fair, potentially getting in the way of each other and there being a bit of overkill?
I think there's one meeting too many. I think one of these meetings should drop to Sunday because I think this Sunday we've got a couple of jumps meetings. Chester would be a possibility because they race on Sundays and get very healthy crowds, so it wouldn't be a problem for them at all. Just think you've got some races tomorrow. We mentioned it on the programme earlier today. There's a race tomorrow, a £50,000 race at Ascot. It's probably the 10th or 12th best race tomorrow. It gets lost a little bit. I think there's just one meeting too many in the afternoon.
Okay, well, the thing about there being so much racing is it means there are plenty of winners to be found. And we're going to get some selections from you a little bit later on for the day's racing. But let's start by looking back on Friday and the second day of the July meeting at Newmarket, of course, the July meeting coming to its conclusion on Saturday. And the classy racing all about the fillies and mares on the Friday, and we'll start off by talking about the Duchess of Cambridge, and we can listen back to what happened in the closing stages.
Daya is now being ridden and pulled wide for a challenge as they race towards the final furlong. Raffle Prize keeping on gamely. Final Song challenging all the time. And here comes Daya down the outside. Got a bit to do, and Raffle Prize is holding on, racing for the line. And the Queen Mary winner follows up in the Duchess of Cambridge.
So that's Raffle Prize winning the Duchess of Cambridge. Beat Daya, who was back in second. Bit of a battle between these two, who even at this stage in their careers, John, have sort of developed a little bit of a rivalry, but the betting expected it to be the other way around.
Yeah, we mentioned before, I think there was quite a bit of a gap between them today. Daya was very impressive at Royal Ascot, but Raffle Prize done really well in the Queen Mary over five furlongs. She showed today that she's fine at six, as she showed again before Ascot as well. So Raffle Prize may have got the run of the race today, but that's not to say she isn't a very, very smart filly. And we've seen a couple of races today there, John, where being prominent on the stand rail has not been a bad place at all to be at Newmarket this afternoon. Raffle Prize was in the right place, but was also probably the best filly on the day.
Raffle Prize then winning the Duchess of Cambridge. And we had a Group 1 as well. Sometimes forget the farm if it is a Group 1, with all due respect to Newmarket and people connected with the race, but yeah, there it is.
You could easily forget it was a Group 1 today. It was a really ordinary looking Group 1 going into the race. Only six runners, of which William Haggis had two and Roger Varian had two. So I think some trainers would be looking at some owners thinking, well, we could have taken the entry where maybe and seen where we stood with the race. But I think the one who missed out, unfortunately, was Lawrence, because she would have been in the race, but she had a setback last weekend. And the way things worked out, Connections will be feeling this, that could have been her price today.
Well, those towards the head of the betting, as it transpired, are One Master and I Can Fly, who was backed late in the day as well. Let's listen back to the closing stages to remind ourselves of what happened.
As they race on, Voracious under the rail, Besha Year, One Master making good progress now from I Can Fly. Kabbalah on the outside. Voracious is tackled by One Master up the hill. Voracious near side of One Master. One Master is inching closer all the way here. Voracious trying to repel the challenge. They go head and head. Voracious near side. Voracious has held on to win.
So that's Voracious winning the Pham of Stakes there, John, beating the aforementioned One Master and I Can Fly in behind. Great ride by Ashin Murphy, I thought.
It was. We mentioned on the programme there just after the race, I was of the opinion that Bashir may get to the front and bag the rail, which has been a key to racing there this afternoon so far, because Bashir won that way at Ascot last time. But on this occasion, Voracious, they changed the riding styles. They obviously had a look at the way things have been working out today and decided, let's go from the front, let's try and get an easy lead up the rail. They managed to get it, and she just held on to win. She had a really good attitude, but the tactics enabled her to win the Group 1 there today.
What about those in behind? I mean, I Can Fly, obviously a talented filly, but she doesn't win all that much.
She doesn't. Kabbalah's got a little bit to prove now as well. I know she was not found to be right after the race in Ireland last time, but her form seems to have plateaued out at this stage. One Master ran on really well to get second place, but I just think that Connections of Voracious will think they've done very well to win a Group 1. She's a very smart filly, but I never had her... In her three previous runs this year, John, I never had her down as winning a Group 1 this season, but it's worked out perfectly for them today. Tactically, they got it sorted out and they got it absolutely spot on.
Well, let's turn our attention now from Friday to Saturday and have a chat about some of the big races. And we'll start off with, another Group 1, the July Cup. Of course, the feature race of the 3 days at HQ. Advertised at time of recording, the 3-1 favourite with us here at William Hill. 4-1 Dream of Dreams. Kate Byron, 6-1. Brando, 8-1. 10-1. And bigger for the rest. I don't mean to sit here and constantly moan about the quality of Group 1s we've had this week, John, but it's not a vintage renewal of the race.
No, I definitely get what you mean on that. Obviously, we had the Blue Point news a few weeks ago that was retiring after the two wins at Royal Ascot, which is a shame, but it opened the door to other horses. Strange to think that Lamato won this race, 3 years ago? I think he's a player in this race tomorrow. What he wants is fast ground, a fast-run race. And he's got a really excellent record at Newmarket, so he's got everything in place for him tomorrow, Lamato. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he hit the frame. I think he's got a big chance. I'm going to take a bit of a punt on one. It's a bit of a strange one, but I'm going to give one chance to Pretty Pollyanna, dropping back in trip. They tried to stretch her out on a few occasions to see if she got the mile, and she actually ran very well a couple of starts ago in the Irish Guineas, but I think they're going to let her roll tomorrow. I don't think she'll get an easy time of it up front. Major Jumbo will probably see to that. But I think she's back at 6 furlongs, back on fast ground here at Newmarket. I think she's an interesting filly here tomorrow. And I think it's one opportunity. You might get a funny result in this race, and this could be the one.
Okay, Pretty Pollyanna for John then in the July Cup. And what about what is really the big betting race of the day? And that's the John Smith Cup up at York, of course. We've got Style Hunter as the 5-1 favourite here at William Hill. 7-1 Mountain Angel, Setting Sail 9-1. Half Arc is 10-1. Jazeel 12-1. 16-1 and bigger for the rest. And competitive as ever.
It is. No 3-year-old lurkers in the race anyway, but it's a wide open contest. Setting Sail, you can see that running the big race, but I'm a little bit worried about the stalls. Well, 23, the widest draw possible for that one. I'm going to take a bit of a chance on a double-figure horse in this one again, and needs a bit of explaining away, John, but here it goes. My Lord and Master for William Haggis. He's kept the horse in training. It's a 4-year-old now. He's only won one race in his career, so he needs to be doing a bit better, and he ran poorly when we last saw him. But that was at Southall 6 months ago or so. A couple of things about the horse from last year. One, his best run, his one run here at York was very good, just beaten by Aquarium at the end of the season. And his other good run was his first one last season. So he goes well fresh, got a bit of form at the track. I just think that William Haggis could have had this as a plan for the horse for quite some time. I don't know if that is the case, but I just suspect that the trainer, who loves nothing more than winning these big races at York, may just have had this as a bit of a plan. Kieran Fallon has ridden him before, well enough drawn in stall 4. There's been a couple of occasions in the past where this race you want to be drawn low. He may well be in the right place, and I think at double figure odds, he could give us a bit of a run for our money.
Okay, well, that's the John Smith Cup. Let's discuss a couple of the other races now, John. As usual on the podcast, we've asked you to come up with a couple of the selections of your own free rein across Saturday's racing. So where does the first one go?
We'll stick at York. We'll go first race. We'll go a horse called Poetry. I'm hoping Michael Bell could have a big day tomorrow with sprint fillies for three-year-olds, because Poetry caught the eye at Sandown last week in the Coral Charge on that occasion. Never really going to get into the race, having been drawn up wide and then reined back to go to the inside. So she gave up quite a few lengths and never really got too close to them, but it wasn't disgraced at all. There could be a bit more to come for her. There's going to be real pace in this race. Caspian Prince has drawn one, which is going to be right over the far side near the rails. That's going to blast off in front. The course specialist Copper Knight will be a big player up there as well. Poetry, I think what it wants is a really, really fast run race, and there'll be no excuse in that score tomorrow anyway. She's going to get a really fast pace to aim at. I just wouldn't be surprised if Poetry improved and gave it a bit of a good go against these more exposed sprinters.
Okay, what about the other selection then?
Another big field tomorrow. We're going to go Newmarket, the Bunbury Cup. So another 20-runner handicap. I had a good look at this race. From a pace point of view, there isn't a huge amount of pace in the race. You wouldn't be surprised. Maybe some jockeys might now look at it, or some trainers might look at it and think, we might just change our tactics in this one. There's a couple of Mark Johnson horses who could well go from the front, Vale of Kent and Lake Volta. I'm going to take a play with another William Haggers horse, mentioned his horse for the Big York Handicap, looking at Solar Gold. Was trained by Charlie Hills last year. Has had two runs this season for William Haggers, and they've both been good efforts. Second at Haydock, first run for the yards in a listed sprint behind Forever in Dreams, who was then second in a Group 1 at Royal Ascot. And then this trip, Chelmsford last time, found a bit of trouble in running, got going a little bit too late in a listed race behind Bilston Brook, but ran perfectly well on that occasion. This may well be a bit of a plan for the horse. Got form over a mile and form over 6 furlongs, so pretty versatile. Hopefully they won't hold her up too much, and I think she could be popular in the market tomorrow, and Solar Gold could get the job done.
Okay, Solar Gold, the second pick then for John. Don't forget, you can listen to all the day's racing on William Hill Racing Radio from around the UK throughout the afternoon, so join us then. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And John, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.